Welcome to the Mental Health Minute. This is a weekly webcast that focuses on mental health and school issues for children and adolescents. We'll highlight some of the newest research findings and translate the impact and implications of these findings. All this in a couple of minutes. I'm Dan Florell, and let's see what this week's study has to offer. We're featuring a journal article this week titled Common Problem Behaviors of Children and Adolescents in General Education Classrooms in the United States. Purpose of this study was to identify the most common problem behaviors in classrooms according to teachers. The most common issues identified were those of anxiety, learning problems, and distractibility. These findings are different from the issues of aggression that are usually thought of as the main behavioral issues in the classroom. Teachers indicated that roughly 12% of children and adolescents worry about making mistakes and having self-doubt about their performance. This indicates to us that behavioral intervention efforts in the school may need to shift to teaching students ways to deal with their anxious thoughts so that it does not have a negative impact on how they do in school. The other finding is the role of distractibility in the classroom. Roughly 11% of children and adolescents are distracted from tasks and have difficulty concentrating. This is not surprising, as the classroom environment is full of distractions which can contribute to inattention. This level of inattention is going to have a negative impact on academic performance, as the less time that's spent on learning the material, the less that's going to be retained. Renewed efforts to restructure classroom materials to be more engaging, in combination with good classroom management that minimizes disruptive behaviors, will decrease the number of distracted students. This study gives school professionals some new information on common classroom behavior issues and should allow them to prioritize their interventions towards the ones that most commonly occur. That concludes this webcast of the Mental Health Minute. Come back next week, and thanks for watching.